Blog Talk Radio.
About jobs, yes. My reference is Miss Harp from the State Department or Snake Department. I forget which one. Yes, I want job. And where did I work before? I worked for ISIS. Yes. What kind of job? I like to work for maybe Defense Department. I like to be around bombs. No, I don't classify for that. No. Okay, how about maybe I work in on the bridge? No, I can't work on the bridge. How about tunnels? Could I work on tunnels? Oh, yeah, I could collect the tolls, no problem. As a matter of fact, to get the job in the tunnel, I will pay the tolls. Yes. Oh, yeah. I had a bad upbringing. I was an economic reject of the world. I was left in a dirty village with dirty people, but they are all gone now. Now I've come to help clean up New York. Yes. Come for the interview? Who should I talk to? Miss Harp, directly. Okay. Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much. I saw this one today, and I'm going to share it with you. It's Obama's speech about why we must love to have our throats cut. And somebody said in a blog, the difference between a Muslim and a radical Muslim is the Muslim hopes the radical Muslim will kill you. That's pretty good, huh? They're saying on the blog sites this morning that Rubio is doing a short sale on American freedom. That he is saying, go ahead and sign Obama's bill, even though it amnesty is part of it, because we really have to protect our Department of Homeland Security. And that's a no-no. You cannot do that. And so Rubio has strike one on him. I got to tell you, I think that we're all missing the boat. Because I don't know if you noticed or not, but last night on the news, and it's not on the news today, but I saw nine blogs on the invasion of Tunisia yesterday by ISIS or ISIL or whatever they're going to be next week. So I got a feeling that there is a movement sweeping over the Middle East, and it's going to be unstoppable. And then you take a little look at what Rasputin, the mad monk, is doing to Ukraine. He is about to invade the entire Ukraine. He's going to give you a little Hitler lesson. We're in trouble. And I'll tell you, now you look at the candidates. Who do you have? You got Christie, the guy that can't lower taxes on real estate in New Jersey. Okay, those people out there, they need a job just to pay the taxes on their real estate. Who else is there? Jeb Bush, forget about it. Jeb Bush is that's like a total waste of time. Do not even consider Bush. Forget about him. I'll tell you why. He couldn't defend one Cuban kid when he was governor. How was he going to defend the country? Ilian Gonzalez was snatched under his eyes in his state by the Communist Party under Bill Clinton and his Clintonistas. They snatched that kid as a gift to Fidel Castro for future favors. And now they're calling in their future favors. And you see, NBC is already setting up in Cuba. Nothing but communists, NBC. And Conehead O'Brien was the first one to do a show from there. Yeah. And it's all in the interest of better tourist rates. And that's how they're going to sell out the Cuban people. Yes, we'll spike up the economy with, when we pay 8 cents for a rum and coke and $3 for a room, we'll really build that Cuban economy. And what does the Cuban people do with the money? Oh, they don't get the money. The government gets the money. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. Yeah, so going back to presidential candidates, Kasich, forget about. That guy couldn't stand up against the Scotch communist at a hearing. Google it. Look for Kasich. He was sitting on a hearing board to determine if this Scotch communist, who was a member of parliament, was getting kickbacks from Saddam. And that little Scotch nasty communist raked Kasich over the coals. He couldn't stand up to anything. He sat there like a little church mouse. I don't want him for president. You know who we need? We need somebody that can get us through a nuclear war, because that's what's coming. That is what's coming. You think about it. You think Israel is going to let Iran have nukes? Just think about this. There's probably 18 nuclear sites in Iran that we know about. When it becomes evident, and the Israelis will know first, that Iran is almost full blast, ready to launch nuclear, Israel is going to announce to the townspeople in those 18 locations to evacuate, because they're going to be nuked. And wait till you see the panic that takes place in Iran when that order is released. Wait till you see the panic. They don't even have to nuke them. All they got to do is have 18 towns evacuating. And that'll keep the Iranians busy until negotiations can get underway. We have no idea what's coming. We have absolutely no idea. Those so-called separatist groups inside of Ukraine are Soviet frontline KGB troops. Don't buy the separatist group story. And Putin, he likes what Hitler did. He likes what Stalin did. He thinks that that the EU is ripe for a takeover. So he may have a communist merger coming up. Hang in there. Today is February the 19th at 12:46 noon. And I'm opening up today's blog from Joe Miller, an Alaskan who ran for office but didn't make it. But he's a real good conservative guy, and I'm sure he's going to run again. His articles that are published are under the name Restoring Liberty. And here's his headlines. Tyranny Alert. Obama's ATF. Notice it's no longer the people's ATF. It's Obama's ATF. Moves to ban common AR-15 ammunition. So they can't take the guns away, but they'll stop the supply of bullets. As constitutional attorney Herb Titus discussed earlier this week on the Joe Miller Show, the Obama administration has introduced a proposal to ban common ammunition in clear violation of the Second Amendment. The country is now in the hands of the Communist Party. And here's the next headline. First open homosexual chosen for Pentagon, chief of staff, ban on transvestites to be lifted. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has been elected with the help of the Republicans. I put that in there. Has chosen the first openly homosexual Pentagon chief of staff. On the same day of this announcement, the Secretary of the Air Force. Air Force is gone, folks. Navy is gone. I got to tell you, they're overrun. You better start building your hometown militias. Stated that the ban on transvestites in the military will be lifted. Watch Reverend Franklin Graham expose why Obama is really protecting ISIS. When a Christian head of a large denomination comes out and directly attacks the president, you know America is about to become a Bible story. Rudy Giuliani just issued this epic message about Obama and videos. Rudy Giuliani is no conservative, but he just came out with an epic message about Obama and 911. What he said is especially appropriate after Obama again refuses to identify Islam as the culprit. Why is that? Because Obama is a Muslim. And John Brennan may be a Muslim. And we don't know who else. Apple fires employer on same day he was targeted for his pro-family stand. Among other things, the bad employee apparently called homosexual marriage a part of the liberal democratic agenda. Horrors. So he lost his job. Freedom of speech only works if you're ISIS or ISIL. Jobless mother wins a $564 million jackpot. You'll never guess her first stop. I don't want to know. Obama's use of Muslim gang sign reminds Americans of his 2008 gaffe about his Muslim faith. In a photo accompanying this article, it appears that Obama is using a Muslim gang sign in Muslim company. Is this evidence that Obama is a Muslim, or is it just an accidental hand gesture? I remember one saying, when it comes down to us or the Muslims, I'm with the Muslims. Montana lawmaker introduces license plate reader ban that could have nationwide effect. Oh. Oh, man. This one's a sad one. I saw something about this yesterday. They had a picture of a baby being aborted, and its fingers were clutching at the womb, at the wall of the uterus. Its fingers were clutching. And this one is a video of a baby still in the amniotic sac. It's heartbreaking, but it shows the humanity of the unborn. Here is a heartbreaking video of a baby still in the amniotic sac, but while it is saddening, at the same time it shows the incredible humanity of the unborn. I think that's going to be the greatest price America is going to pay when they stand before God. And because every day, yesterday 4,700 American babies were murdered. And today, what time is it? 12:51? They're halfway through the day's work. There's about 2,700 dead babies in buckets. I have a picture of a black baby. You can see his head and his hair, and he's been stuffed in a bucket, and he's a big kid. And I never noticed it before. I thought it was a single bucket. But around that bucket are other buckets with babies in them. And you can just see the edges of the buckets, but you know what's in the other buckets. It is really... I think that before anybody has an abortion, they should have to walk through the garbage pile for the day. It is really sad. And the communists always play the poor economic liability of having a baby. They got money to kill them, but they ain't got money to save them. And it's coming out of your tax dollars. Get ready for $10 a barrel oil. With 90% of its revenue coming from oil, Alaska needs to take note that $10 oil may be coming in the near future. Although this pricing would have a catastrophic effect on oil-dependent states, it would equal more money in the pocket of the average consumer. Read why it may happen soon. I pray for it. I pray for $10 a barrel oil. Phil Robinson to receive free speech award at CPAC for his outspoken statements on homosexuality. Got to break up the public school system. It's nothing but a communist indoctrination center. We got to go independent, folks. Independent all the way. Independent medical, independent schools. And the communist influence in schools reaches over into the Catholic universities. Cardinal Newman Society says there are 107 Catholic colleges that are no longer Catholic. Scott Walker attends private dinner with ex-Reagan advisors in New York. Right now, Scott Walker's looking like the number one candidate. The gathering is the latest effort by the potential Republican presidential contender to bolster his relationships with the GOP's anti-tax wing. Ted Cruz, Obama administration counterfeiting immigration documents. In an interview with Fox News, Senator Ted Cruz accuses Obama of felonious conduct, counterfeiting immigration documents. I put nothing past a communist, anti-American president. And I'm going to tell you black people right up front, I feel sorry for you guys. You're looking at the first and last African-American president. He's not American, and he's not African. I don't know what he is, man. But he is going to ruin it. There's going to be a reverse affirmative action backlash. And he has ruined your chances of success. And you don't know it. You don't care. You don't realize it. But make a note of this day and what I say. And tell me I'm wrong in 5 years. You can come to the cemetery. Yeah. The biblical pattern has predicted the next U.S. financial collapse. All I know is the stock market keeps going up and the people get poorer. So I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed with Wall Street. I'll be impressed when Fox Business has a window for $1 investments and it grows. Then I'll be impressed with Wall Street. Okay, we're going to break for a tune. I think we need a church.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a head clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Head clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burdens there. Need a church where I can pray His name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church where I can pray His name.
Oh.
Hand clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church where I can pray His name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I.
Need a church, we all on one accord, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yeah,
I need a church where I can praise His name.
Oh, I need a church for the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how are we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on.
Yeah. I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lift it up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I really do.
I need a church.
Jesus lives in me.
Jesus lives in me.
Jesus lives in me. Oh, I'm glad. That's good God Almighty.
He lives in me.
Oh, He lives.
He lives.
Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. He's down in my heart.
God Almighty.
He's down in my soul. Jesus lives. Okay, we're back. We're back. And while I was throwing up my supper tonight watching the news, they announced that Hillary Clinton has a war chest of $2 billion. Yeah, man, I'm behind the times. I thought that the Democrats had come up with a billion and the Republicans would come up with a billion. But here's Hillary Clinton. She's up to $2 billion already. And they mentioned that most of the big donations came from foreign governments. So you're for sale, people. Slavery is back. You're going to be working the plantation. Yeah. We're in trouble. Top, it's all the same people. You got to take your country back. One term per termite would put an end to all that happy crap. We would have got rid of the dynasties. And your vote would have counted for something. Now your vote is meaningless. You're going to vote. You're going to elect whoever. But your vote doesn't count because all the legislation and laws will work against you. You've lost your country, and you're never getting it back. It is really, really sad. So, having said that, we're going to go to some more commentary. And we did Ms. Harf. You know, we got the job with Ms. Harf. Now we're going to do the news. Let me see.
Welcome back to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm on a website that is a Navy SEAL oriented. And this website has been up for since Chris Kyle got assassinated. And one of the things that bothers me about the two-man team taking care of the crazy is the fact that they turned their backs on the crazy. And I think this is a problem that goes on in Afghanistan quite a bit, where American troops are turning their back on Afghan soldiers and they're getting a bullet in the back. And my advice, my civilian advice, would be never turn your back on them and always have your gun trained on them. And you can, if you're in a group of guys, like 5 or 10 guys, always have one guy at least watching everybody's, what do they say, watch my six? Watching everybody's back and always having a gun on potential assassins. And I can't believe that the two guys who knew the guy was crazy and they were just waiting to get the day over with, from what I gather, wouldn't have had their gun trained on him. They underestimated him, probably. And that's one rule of warfare. Never underestimate your enemy. And it is better to overestimate them than underestimate them. That's my personal rule of warfare. The blogs that are coming out, there's 127 comments, and the majority are defending Chris Kyle. And it's all about Jesse Ventura's lawsuit, where he got $2 million, and then he went back to the courts to get another $200,000. And of course, as he sees the box office receipts climbing and climbing, he's wishing he had gone for more. I think that the movie is approaching revenues of $300 million. I think it's million. Okay, so on this website there are people defending Jesse Ventura, and some of them got nasty and started to attack Chris Kyle's wife, like the Democrats attacked Sarah Palin. Remember that when David Letterman said that Sarah Palin's youngest daughter should get raped on CBS? He was on CBS and he made this comment, Sarah Palin's daughter, youngest daughter, should get raped by A-Rod during a seventh inning stretch at a ball game. And the communists went wild. And I just wish that both Bill PLO Dancer Moore, who's now trying to play Mr. America, and they could take John DeMonkey with them too. And that's John DeMonkey Stewart. He's called John DeMonkey because he jumped off of a CNN interview and they asked him a trick question, who was the first president, and he jumped up and said, you're not going to make a monkey out of me, threw his bananas at the audience and stormed off the stage. And then the third one is this David Lettucehead. All three should go hunting with Tad Palin. Is it Tad or Todd? Todd Palin? They should all go hunting on the North Slope just before the pass closes. Yeah. Oh, how do you like all that global warming up in Massachusetts? Isn't that great? Yeah, all those global warming lies and the carbon credits and all of the scams and all of the companies they created to siphon money away from the tax suckers. Yeah, it's all unraveling. global warming. I think God is mad at Massachusetts because they're getting another 5 to 8 inches tonight, I think, or tomorrow. And then after that, they're getting another 10 inches. Yeah. Yeah, we'll probably see them sometime in June. Yeah. Yeah, you want some global warming? I'll give you global warming. Here's another 5 inches. So there are people that are on this website who I believe pretend to be Navy SEALs, and then what they do is they take down the Navy SEALs, you know, with their rhetoric. So one guy went after the money that Chris Kyle is making. Oh, and one of the things they said is Chris Kyle violated the oath of secrecy. Yeah, and so did Netanyahu by not telling the president he was going to go around them. The president who goes around the country, Netanyahu went around the president. He's coming in March. I hope they give him a parade. I hope they give him a shamrock parade. But it's funny how the communists lie, and they play all the cards in their favor. So they were sympathizing that Jesse didn't get enough money, and he was a hero too. Yeah, he wrestled he put a talk show host to sleep. Was he the one? He put him in a chokehold, and that, or was that the? Oh no, that was the other guy, the other blonde-haired guy. Jesse needs a haircut. Out of that $2 million, you should at least go to the barber once. Yeah, get a nice crew cut, Jesse. Look like an American for a change. And he was governor of Minnesota, so you could see how sick the people in Minnesota are. There's a virus going around, man. And it's state by state. All in New England has a virus. The whole West Coast has a virus. We're losing our country, folks. We're down to 31% Americans in this country. You don't believe that, huh? Media worship is when Hollywood communists make anti-American movies. Yeah, that's what this guy called Chris Kyle's movie, Media Worship. God bless Chris Kyle and his wife. May good fortune smile on her family. 166 kills, I believe that was the number of kills, saved many lives. He saved 5 to 10 Marines. I know 5 to 10 mothers who are very thrilled that he did what he did. You can rest assured. And A. O'Reilly, a little sidebar, O'Reilly. Stop using that communist term, blood and treasure. That's a Democrat term, blood and treasure. I could expect that from Carlos the Jekyll Levin from Michigan. But blood and treasure, O'Reilly, you're no general. Stick to what you know best. Fight the Red Cross. That was your beau geste. Stop being a general. You are not qualified. You weren't even a private. You didn't even go to basic training. You took basic training in Harvard. Harvard, who prepares communists for the presidency. Yeah. Too bad. We couldn't have... 166 kills saved many lives. Too bad we couldn't have had him off the coast of Tripoli when 21 Coptic Christians, and you looked at those Coptic Christians, they're all guys, they're probably from the same village. They all went to work together as brothers to make money and bring money home to the village. And they're all about the same age. So you know there are families, there are 21 families. There are children that are their children while their fathers are gone. Cut, their throats cut by Muslims. Deeply religious Muslims. Don't buy this radical crap. There's no such thing as a radical Muslim. Somebody described it, and I recorded it. The difference between a radical Muslim and a Muslim is the Muslim hopes the radical Muslim will kill you. Yeah. 21 Coptic Christians were having their throats cut for Obama, bin Laden, bin Laden. And this guy does 3 days doing Gumbaya talk. I got to tell you,
when Iran launches their first intercontinental ballistic missile atomic bomb test, what we're going to get is Obama will defend us with his best speech. Yeah. When 21 Coptic Christians were having their throats cut for Obama bin Laden bin Laden. I would love to see a sealed division. A division. My guess is a division is 12,000 men. Capable of a large force raid, completing the mission, no matter how large, in 5 hours. Beware of bloggers pretending to be SEALs and undermining the message. I used to catch them when Bush went to Iraq and they'd say that they were veterans. And then you ask them, a couple of questions and you know what I'm at. You know they're not. They're communist college liars. Do you know how you pronounce the word liar in Arabic? Liar. I'm going to get a new liar. Unbelievable. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll come back and maybe play a tune. Hello, all you Americans out there. Hello, Americans. Love to everybody. Hello. We have a new nut job in the State Department. The communist-run State Department, the Department des Communistes, and her name is Harf. That is her name, Madame Harf, and she's a high school girl, and actually she is a freshman, and she is using big words to get over on the taxpayer. She's using words like nuance. Nuance! Which they stopped saying in 1785. Nuance, it means a different shade of color. And that's what she was saying. Those Americans who are getting their throats cut next week will have a nuance, a different shade of color. Yes, she said that we would not have terror if we could employ all the terrorists. And, I say, we already have. We have a president who's a terrorist. We have a vice president who terrorizes women on stage. We have animals. Not only terrorists, but animals. Yeah. So I think the woman is wrong from the snake department. I think what she means, she doesn't mean nuance. She means nuisance, that she's a nuisance. And she is boring the hell out of America. How terrible they are, these people, these Democrats, who are now the Communist Party in the United States. And the rhinos, the little jelly suckers, who run behind them for kisses, they're going to go along to get along. I think we are suffering in the United States right now from politicians who vote the polls. They don't vote what is in their heart. They don't vote what the American people want. They vote the polls. And that is very sad. And the rhinos are now the new Democrat Party, and the old Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. And I don't know if you caught the news, but ISIS is in Tunisia. They have moved into Tunisia from Libya. And they're coming to Rome in time for the games. Yeah. They're going to feed the Christians to the lions again. Yes, it's wonderful. The world is at peace and harmony. Everybody is, as they say, kaliwali. This and that. And don't forget, we also have nuance. Couple of thoughts. How about Netanyahu for president? At least he'll fight for us. This president hates this country. Giuliani is right.
He has no love for this country. Giuliani is right on the money. And who's calling for Giuliani to be excoriated? The communist mayor of New York. Che Guevara, Mao Zedong, de Blasio. That's his name. I know he changed his name a couple of times. I think if he was Joe Stalin at one time. Yeah, unbelievable. So, that's it. Netanyahu for president. Wouldn't that be nice, huh? Yeah. And the first thing he would announce is the destruction of the 18 nuclear sites in Iran. My fellow Americans, they're gone. They're all gone, and there's nothing we can do about it. Unbelievable. Now, I got a tip for the Tea Party. Be a thorn in the side of the rhinos. Don't fight the Democrats. We'll get the Democrats in 2016. Get the rhinos. Let the rhinos spend all of that big money that they raised having dinner with Bush. Get the rhinos to spend that money smothering the Tea Party people. And that will give us strong negotiating capability when we come down to the last minute and the Republicans see they're going to lose. And that's how you do it. And then we can squash the Communist Party. Used to be known as the Democrat Party. Hang in there. Here is some news from Crane's New York Business. They have their eye on the pulse and their ear on the pulse of New York City. And here's their top stories. Sheldon Silver indicted on corruption charges. Yes, Sheldon 30 pieces. I call him Sheldon 30 pieces. He's been indicted. He was long overdue. He should have been in jail 20 years ago. But the justice, what do they say? Justice denied is justice something. Well, we got him. We finally got him. Judge tells American Express it can bully small business. American Express is too arrogant and they need a takedown. But I do not like it when the government goes after big business and threatens them with big fines or give political contributions, because that's what that's about. It's a shakedown. Owner seeks quick profit on 575 Lexington Avenue. We'd have to get into that to read it. He's a flipper. And he's not even a porpoise. Queens is leading the recovery of New York City. I like the ads. I used to be a businessman. Well, I'm still a businessman in New York. But I got to tell you, it is so insulting to see this jerk of a governor. You don't need 30 bullets to kill a deer. Hey, this is New York. The deer have guns. Yeah. How about if you're shooting 30 deer? Can we get 60 bullets from the armory that you put a padlock on? Governor Cuomo, he's the biggest phony that ever lived. You got to be a phony to run for office in New York. They have a little frame that they put you in, and you get certain phony attributes. Did you see Joe Biden? Huh? I don't know what's going on at the White House. You got President Obama. First off, you had President Pinocchio pants. If you even had lipstick on, you were going to get molested. And then we had President Obama. He traded five of the top Taliban terrorists in all of Afghanistan for Bo Birdcall, a private. And then he promoted the deserting private to sergeant because he was following the Obama strategy. Encourage terrorists and deny a freedom. And then he introduced his wife, and I thought he wasn't going to let her go. I thought he was carrying her on his hip. Yeah. These guys are all so romantic. And now you got Joe Biden. He's whispering sweet nothings in the guy's, in the husband's ear as he's giving a speech. And he turned out to be a lemon, and the Republicans voted him in. You do not vote any appointments of Obama. If you're a Republican and you vote anything that Obama presents, then you're a Democrat. And God is going to give you global warming. All right, hang in there. Hey, here we go. There's a company. The name of the company is Vice. And its CEO is named Shane Smith. And he just threw a $300,000 party in Vegas. And there are kids who are begging for money to buy water. This guy's spending $20,000 for a bottle of wine. And not one bottle, but a whole bunch of bottles. Unbelievable. You think God's going to give Shane Smith global warming? Yeah, we're in trouble. And I don't know why I mentioned, but I was thinking of all the guys that came here from overseas in the 50s, and as soon as their feet hit the ground, they got their draft notice. Oh, I know what it was. And this one Irish guy, and his name was Harris, like Richard Harris, the actor. And he was a very lively guy. He could play the piano. He had a great sense of humor. He could mingle and enthrall crowds. And he had a mood swing when he drank. He would he'd be way up there, playing the piano, singing and dancing and laughing. And then he would get depressed and he'd start crying. And you know, there's three Irish mood swings. One is laughter, one is tears, and then comes rage. So if you're out drinking with Irish guys, as soon as you see the winding down of phase two, leave. I just saved your life. But all of these guys, I remember, Irish, German, Hungarian, South American, British, they all came to the United States in the 50s. As soon as their feet hit the ground, they got a draft notice. That's it. Welcome to the United States. It's time to serve your country. And the German guy, he got real upset. He just got here from Germany, and he did basic training in advanced infantry, and they sent him back to Germany. But that's the way it was when America was free. When America was free and morality was in. Yeah. And guys married for life. Yep. They took the vow. They kept it. Most of them. And that's the way it was, man. Now today it's, we're all in a shice a city. Yep, we're all up the fat lady's burka, and we're in trouble. And we got a president. If I hear one more lie from this guy, I'm going to blow up. I'm going to be like that, those Martian invasions that listen to, what was it, Western Cowboys song. It wasn't Hoot Gibson. It was, I can never remember his name. He used the dual yodeling. And his yodeling would cause the Martians to blow up. Well, Obama's doing a form of yodeling. We call it in Spanish, El Cagada de Toro. He is a BS artist. And I tell you, all his speeches are not going to stop the nukes as they go off. Give me speech 27. Give me speech 27 there, the missing city speech. That's it. Okay, just be sure that you get the right zip codes in there that they don't have to use anymore. New York, yeah, New York is gone. And there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. We're not ready for anything. At least the Russians, they can go back to the Cold War. Like that Russian subway, they can probably, all of Moscow can fit in that subway. Where are we going? And we're all going to get under the tables at McDonald's. We're in trouble, man. And there's no evacuation. You think you're going to evacuate New York City? No way. The only thing you can do is have another latte. What? This last latte. This is the last latte for love. We're in trouble.
Here's a little Brazilian music for a carnival.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar,
pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba, é debaixo da saia.
Nice sound, eh? Okay, we're back. We're back with tons of stories to tell. I'm thinking of the millennials. I wonder if they'll see another 2 weeks on Earth. You know that the Russians today breached a British airspace with bombers, and the Brits had to rise to the occasion and escort them out of British territory. Now... You know, one of these days, the Russians are going to go somewhere where somebody is going to have a grudge and his hand on the trigger. And, we have an episode. The Russians, just after conquering the Ukraine, have now just moved into France. Yeah. Oh, and they're the French. They're out there. They're throwing flowers. They're waving with white handkerchiefs. I feel sorry for the Jewish people in Europe. Get out, boys. Get out. Take the hint. Get out. Go to Israel. come to the United States. We can use a few Yiddish a cup here. Don't go anywhere else. I'm reading more about this company called Vice. And Vice Media Incorporated Chief Executive Officer Shane Smith paid $300,000 in the Las Vegas dinner last month. Brooklyn-based Vice has grown from a free, whiskey-stained Montreal monthly into a media titan. Technology Crossover Ventures and A&E Networks each invested $250 million for 10% stakes in the company last year. Vice is also eligible for $6.5 million in state tax credit. State tax credit. I started to tell you about that, state tax credit. New Yorkers have been here suffering as tax slaves for years. So what does Governor Cuomo do? He invites outsiders to come in and take advantage of no taxes for 10 years. And they said, well, who's going to pay the tax? Oh, we'll take him from the jerk that's been here forever. He's going nowhere. We're looking for the up-and-coming new leaders. It's unbelievable, man. It's really sad. After Gawker published complaints about Vice's low wages and freelance pay last year, the company released a statement describing the insurance, vacation days, and stock program for its employees. Mr. Smith, who's 45 years old, gave $1 million to staff at last year's holiday party, Gawker reported. Oh, that's very generous, huh? The cost of the meal at the Bellagio Casino's Prime Steakhouse was reported by Bloomberg News earlier Wednesday that unidentified guests had enjoyed a $300,000 meal. The dinner was held at the Consumer Electronics Show, according to MGM Chief Financial Officer Dan Darigo. You know how many people were in the party? Take a guess. $300,000. How many people in the party? $300,000 was spent. You give up? 12. 12. Oh, man. If the waiters got the usual 20% tip, how many waiters do you need to wait on 12 people? And they got the usual 20% tip, that would be $60,000. Oh, man, that was a good night for those guys. Oh, they must have wore their shoes out, kicking up their heels. Okay, we're back, and we're just going to do a review of some of the open blogs that we have. Last night, we covered the 70 communist politicians listed by the Socialist Party. And you can Google them and get their names. And everyone that's doing damage to America is on that list. If you see them performing their little socialist acts in Congress, you will be sick. And you'll recognize many of them that you've probably already identified. I told you the story of the guy that worked for UPS for one day. I think it was one day. And he got his paycheck at the end of the day, and it was zero. And all the money he made went to union dues. A baby held on to a mother's womb during an abortion, that must be horrible. And that, I think, is the greatest sin that America is committing, and that's the one God is going to hold us most accountable for. And if you're a doctor and you're doing that, man, you're going to get a taste of global warming. And anybody who looks the other way like me, we're going to have to answer as if we were villagers in Birkenau and we didn't know what was going on. Yep. Okay. DUI checkpoint loophole. Oh, yeah, some lawyer is giving out how to avoid the DUI checkpoints. Yeah, he's doing wonderful. You think we could do it with less lawyers in this country? When we cut the 80% government size, should we reduce the 80% of the lawyers? Should there be any lawyers that have government jobs? Maybe one for the whole country. Copenhagen imam on eve of terror attack. Copenhagen imam on eve of terror attack. The prophet engaged in war, not dialogue with the Jews. So these guys are getting more brazen every day. And somebody described a regular Muslim and a radical Muslim. A regular Muslim prays that the radical Muslim will kill. Unbelievable. So, our Prophet Mohammed, this is the guy speaking from the pulpit, the imam. You know imams get 20% of all booty taken in jihad? Did you know that? 20% of all booty taken in jihad. Our Prophet Mohammed had Jewish neighbors in Al-Madinah. It appears as his seerah he waged war against the Jews. Yeah, and I think he goes on to say, yeah. Did he call for closer relations, harmony, and dialogue with them in the manner of the UN and of those who call for reconciliation, truth, and falsehood? Or did he call upon them to worship Allah? And when they violated their pledge and did not accept this call, well, you know what he did to them. Yeah, these are nice guys, man. Yeah, one-way street Muslims. Yeah, it's unbelievable. There's no such thing as radical in the Arabic dictionary. There's no such word. That was made up by Democrats and communists. Oh, I forgot. That's the same thing. Democrat Party, Communist Party attacks the Koch brothers. We got one rich family behind the Republicans, and the communists go nuts. They've got the power of Soviet Russia behind them. So I commented, I think I'll have a rum and coke. Everybody understands rich people. Michael Moore is a Grey Poupon communist. Take his millions away and see how long he stays communist. George KGB Soros has more money than the Koch brothers. Communist Hollywood has more money than the Koch brothers. The Democrat Communist Party is looking out for the poor and the unborn. Now the NBC Democrat Communists have gone to Cuba to exploit the poor. Joe Scarborough has gone catatonic. He can't believe how many insects are flying over his head. The best explanation of Democrat communism is we pretend to work, and they pretend to pay us. And I like when they say they're looking out for the little people. Yeah, you got to watch out for those little people. That's what they mean by looking out for them. Unbelievable. Okay, break time. Okay, and the good news is Saudi Arabia is putting up a 600-mile wall to keep ISIS out. They're going to have that done in a couple of weeks, and we're still waiting for the Bush wall. Here we go. This is from Don Fetter. It's funny. He's got an email address, Cold Steel. And a buddy of mine was in the 101st Airborne, and his outfit was known as Cold Steel Cobra. Would you like to guess how many Iraqi Christians and Yazidis died during Obama's four-hour White House love fest with Muslim leaders? I thought he was in a souk. I thought he was in a bazaar. I was waiting to see, jewelry and fine herbs. But nobody named Herb. The topic was a manufactured crisis of Islamophobia in the USA. We're overrun, folks. We're only 31%. There's only 31% of Americans left. All the rest are either terrorists or communists. The topic was the manufactured crisis of Islamophobia. According to the FBI, there were four times as many anti-Semitic incidents as attacks on Muslims. Did you see that cemetery? I think it was in France. They had the swastikas written on it. You know who does that sometimes? Communists. Yeah, to create an assault against right-wingers, to make it look like right-wingers did it. But it's really communists. Jimmy from Brooklyn says the communists operate both sides of the fence, the pro people and the con people, and they played them both.
Sure, there are dozens of terrorist groups running around the world slaughtering tens of thousands every year in the name of Allah. But what about crusades, Obama asked. Yeah, and then he's trying to blame the crusades on the USA. Yeah, Davy Crockett was there. He was at the Battle of Yarmouk. Standing next to Charles Martel was Andy Jackson. George Washington crossed the Nile. Yeah, that's what they do, man. They play a race card, terrorist card, religion card, any card in the book. Recently, Obama referred to the terrorist attack following the Charlie Hebdo killings. I'll say it again. The Charlie Hebdo crowd was an anti-religious crowd. They hate all religions, and they depicted the Prophet Muhammad being sodomized with his testicles hanging out and his penis hanging out. And you think that the Muslims are going to lay down and let that happen? We will. We Christians will lay down. We'll turn the other cheek, spread it, whatever we got to do. But Muslims don't have to tolerate it, and they didn't. And they shot up a Charlie Hebdo. And Charlie Hebdo had it coming for the cartoons he was doing. Sorry, freedom of speech doesn't include pooping in church. Jews are often accused of caring only for their own. In the case of Jewish liberals, that would be caring for everyone but their own. To the contrary, Rabbi Hillel the Elder taught us, if I am not for myself, who will be for me? But he went on, if I am only for myself, who am I? Oh, they never quoted that second half. In this spirit of Hillel, I stand with a group targeted for extinction, persecuted Christians in the modern world. I feel sorry for those. And I heard a horror story about the girls that they, Yazidi girls, I believe, that they sold in Syria as slaves. These guys are animals. They need to be exterminated. You don't bring them off the battlefield and put them in New York courts. What you do is you meet them on the battlefield and you leave them on the battlefield. And that's the end of the story. And when the ACLU shows up, leave them on the battlefield too. Yes, with a puzzling look. Nobody's going to give me a ride back to the base? The 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative sent a delegation to Iraq. It just released a report, begins by noting that in 1948 there were 150,000 Jews in Iraq. Many fled to Israel after the establishment of the Jewish state. Others were driven out. All that remains is 10 elderly Jews. A lot of Jews moved into Syrian Jews. Very wealthy Syrian Jews moved into Deal, New Jersey. They have a whole community down there. All that remains is 10 elderly Jews. In the last decade, Iraq's Christian community declined from 1.5 million to 300,000. At least half of them displaced persons. ISIS is working on the rest. In my church, just before Christmas, they had the inhabitants, the Christian inhabitants of Bethlehem, and they were selling creches and crucifixes made of olive wood from the Holy Land, and they weren't going back. And they said that they have been reduced to nothing over there. In Mosul, an 800-year-old church was turned into a torture chamber. Another that existed for 150 years was used as a prison. Where are the Abu Ghraib people? Where are the Abu Ghraib communists? Yeah, American atrocities. The Bishop of Mosul asks, does the American government recognize the thousands of years of heritage displaced in one day? With Obama in charge, he must be kidding. Do the media cover the burning of the churches? No, they don't. It's a communist media. Any logo, station logo that has the letter C in it, it means communist. ABC, always be communist. CBS, communist broadcasting system. NBC, nothing but crap and nothing but communists. You got to say it twice. In an incident not covered by the report, Reverend Andrew White, an Anglican priest who's called the Vicar of Baghdad, said ISIS fighters surrounded a group of Christian children, all under 15, who were told to pledge their allegiance to Mohammed. Instead, as Father White relates, the children said, "No, we love Jesus." After repeated demands and refusals, their heads were cut off. How do you respond to this? You just cry. That's what we have been going through. That's what we are going through. Yes, but what about Godfrey of Bouillon? The president indignantly inquires. Even Princess Charles, who has been an apologist for Islam in the past, can't close his eyes. Yeah, because they're going to put his mother in a burqa very soon. And they'll be flying the black and white flag over Buckingham Palace. They murdered soldiers, British soldiers, right outside the barracks. It seems to me that we cannot ignore the fact that Christians in the Middle East are being targeted by fundamentalist Islamic militants, a word combination Obama would never employ. Christian roots are in that part of the world, yet today the Middle East and North Africa has the lowest concentration of Christians in the world. Oh, by the way, they announced today, you want to know the most irreligious state in the Union? Are you ready for this? Communist Vermont. Okay, we're back, and we're going to do a little tune, little Chuck Berry.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who place to call. My uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Comments on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw her, she was waving me goodbye with very home drops orange, so that trickle from her eye. Marie's only 6 years old, information please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, we got 3 minutes left, and we'll wrap it up. Here we go. Here are a few atrocities committed in the past 2 months. Mogadishu, Somalia, terrorists of Al-Shabaab killed 4 Christians celebrating Christmas. Libya, also on Christmas Day, terrorists abducted and murdered a 13-year-old Coptic girl. Indonesia, Muslims kidnapped 3 Christians and killed 1. Kenya, terrorists killed a priest during a church service. Luxor, Egypt, a Muslim shot a Copter to death. Niger, a Muslim mob burned down a church with 1 person inside. Indonesia, terrorists murdered 5 Christians in 2 separate attacks. On Sunday, ISIS, a Libyan franchise, released a video that purports to show mass beheadings of Christians on a deserted beach. And Obama thinks climate change is more of a threat than terrorism. Obama is going to get a lot of people killed. And God help us all if those 300 Marines that are at that Air Force base 5 miles away from ISIS get overrun and they go on TV having their heads cut off. There is going to be a poop storm you're not going to see the end of. When I think about Christian children beheaded, raped, sold into slavery, and otherwise brutalized, I see an April 16, 1943 photo, I know the photo, of a Jewish boy in short pants and an oversized coat with hands raised, being led out of the ruins of the Warsaw Ghetto. I remember that photo. It's the ones that they didn't take photos of that they murdered. Whether you murdered in a concentration camp by a Nazi, or you murdered in a democratic chop shop by someone who doesn't want a child, it's the same thing. I see the face of an 8-year-old girl killed in a 2012 attack on a Jewish day town, Jewish day school in Toulouse, France. A murderer caught her by the hair, changing weapons when his gun jammed, looked into her eyes and shot her in the head. The same death cult. And when Netanyahu went to that ceremony in France, he wasn't going there for Je suis Charlie. He was going there to tell the Jewish people, pack up, it's time to leave. The same death cult that shoots Jewish children in the head beheads Christian children for saying they love Jesus. The entire city of Nicaea in Turkey, the home of the Nicene Creed, created in the 3rd century by the Emperor Constantine, was put to the sword because they refused to convert to Islam, and they took their church and made a stable for their horses. These are not nice people. My stand is part empathy and part self-interest. The Muslim Brotherhood had a saying, first the Saturday people, then the Sunday people. How true. And I'll tell you one that you never heard. There's another Arab saying. You know, when Obama talks about the radicals, there's an Arab saying that says, the fingers are different, but the hand is the same. Christian Jews are all in the same boat, circled by the same sharks. And that was compliments of Cold Steel. Don Fetter. Okay, take a break.
Thank you.
Have a nice night, folks.